Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you, those of you that work so freaking hard for your money, and you now are ready for your money to start working harder for you right now. Why? Because you're tired of being sick and tired. You're tired of being a slave. You want to be able to spend your money and your time doing what you love with those you love. But most importantly, guys, it's not just about getting rich, is it? Because you know that's about living a rich life. Because as you are blessed and prosper financially, you also have a greater capacity to bless the lives of those around you and bless them. That is the whole purpose of this show today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for allowing us to share with you. You've been binging on these shows. Keep going. I definitely recommend go backwards rather than forwards because the early shows, they kind of suck. But these later shows are much better. So definitely keep binging and sharing this with other people as well. As a reminder, if you haven't done so already, go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Money Ripples Money Ripples channel, right? The Money Ripples page, that's where our podcasts go. We have additional bonus videos that go in there too. So definitely, if you want to keep growing your education, check that out today. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually earn double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right, guys. So I bring on a friend of mine that I think this is actually the second time we've had him on. I think we had him on a few years back. But again, if you haven't binged a couple hundred episodes back, you probably didn't hear him. So we're bringing him back on again. But we're bringing back my friend Jim Chester here. Now, I'll tell you one thing that's amazing. He's the owner of Cairo Hustle. This guy is like a marketing genius. Now, even if you're not a chiropractor, the things we're going to talk about today is specifically about how can you actually market? How can you do it in a way where you don't have to deal with all these crazy funnels and all this complexity that it seems like our life is going into, and everybody's trying to answer with AI, but is there something better? Is there some way you can actually do business that maybe people have forgotten about? And that's what we want to talk about today, because I know in the chiropractic space, Jim has helped many, many chiropractors. I mean, I don't know if I would say thousands, but I know definitely hundreds for sure. But I know he's helped them just completely flip their practice on its head, get them to start producing major, some of them even pulling them out of potential bankruptcy so that they could actually prosper even in this new economy right now. So Jim, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's going to be a lot of fun today. And let's talk about some things that matter to your audience.
Absolutely, man. So let's just start a little bit with you in the beginning. Like, how did you even go the chiropractic route? Because I know you've got marketing expertise, but then all of a sudden you start going this chiropractic direction too.
That's a good question. I graduated school in 2002 with a marketing and journalistic background, and I thought I was going to be the next National Geographic Explorer personality. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to be the next Sky Sports football, soccer personality. So sports and travel were huge interests of mine. And I did work for the newspaper industry for a while, and I realized that there wasn't a lot of integrity back in the early 2000s even for truth. So I kind of pulled the plug on my own career because I saw where the direction was going, and it was a bunch of contrived stories. And I was just like, what can I hitch my wagon to that like is fundamentally true? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I saw the medical profession tumbling like a house of cards. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, what has lasting power? What actually works and helps people? And this thing, chiropractic, stood out to me. So I was like, well, let's see how I can help this profession. Let's see how I can integrate some of the things that I know with what this profession needs and start filling some gaps. And that's kind of how we'll fast forward 15 years. That's kind of where we are today. And I've seen a lot of trends, and I've seen a lot of things work, a lot of things not work. And here we are today.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I could definitely tell that about you. Like, you're really big on like letting the truth come out, right? Like, let the truth be exposed. Like, like you really are about like that, not just a truth seeker, but you're like a truth teller, aren't you?
Well, I once again, the past 3 years have been devastating to people's integrity. It's been devastating to the integrity of freedom of speech, freedom
Right.
to assemble, medical freedom, family health freedom, things of that nature. So I really rebranded myself into what our show stands for. And the direction that I think people need to all go for is, you should have the ability to say what's on your mind, but have integrity behind it. And I really believe that same thing in journalistic world. Like, we get put into these silos where if you don't believe like this, you're afraid other people won't clap for you. And I
Yeah.
think that we've come into this trap that we want everybody in our camp to clap for us. But really, we don't need to impress the people that we already like have built our into our camps. We have to start getting out to people that might not see the world the way that we do and have those conversations.
Right. I know that's where you and I intersect a lot with our values, right? Is we're big on integrity. We're big, big on doing what you say you're going to do, but also big on really that truth, like having that truth out there. And it's kind of like X-Files, but for you, it's like chiropractic. For me, it's in money, right?
Yeah, and that's just it. When people niche into something, they can find out where their path intersects with other leaders.
Yeah.
And other people are going to like, oh wow, there's a guy out there that's done 1300 interviews. I should probably talk to that person. Or wow, that person's helped save people from financial distress. Like, how do I get network with that guy? So
Yeah.
I do think like when people actually stay true to something and stick to something, they start to be the last men standing. And that's usually through truth and integrity, because people that build their quality of profession and their professional resonance that isn't based on truth, that they eventually go away.
That's right. That's true. So true. And I know, just make sure I don't forget, you also have your Cairo Hustle podcast that you actually do talk about a lot of these things, don't you?
We do, we do, we do, we do. I never made the show about me. I made it about the profession of chiropractic. So I wanted to get the voice of the chiropractors talking about things that mattered to freedom of speech, medical freedom, family health freedom, things like that. So we could find people that were out there still promoting quality of life through what they eat, what they think, what they read, and how they take care of their spine and their nervous system, which no one's
Yeah.
talking about that stuff. Like, if we went back 3 years and they're set, and the whole narrative would have shifted to, hey, go see a chiropractor, drink a gallon of water every day, eat real food, go exercise, even if it's as limited as 30 minutes of a walk around your neighborhood every day, and get back with religion, spirituality, God, whatever path you're going. But if they'd have just said these simple things: work on your nervous system health, work on the integrity of your posture, work on your relationships, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in today. But our leadership did not say those things. So
So true.
I find that is the voice that I bring through our show, is that type of chemistry of conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's dig a little bit into this, because I know we were talking about this before we went on the air. What are you seeing? What's going wrong in the marketing world right now? Whether it doesn't even matter if it's just chiropractic. I think in general, I think business is kind of in. I mean, we hear about AI, we hear about all kinds of things, and these are all great tools and all, but what are you seeing kind of going wrong right now that business owners are getting sucked into today?
I think there's a lot of lack of relationship with having a specific system that works and actually seeing it produce. And I can't tell you how many times I talked to a chiropractor specifically that their career and their ability to produce became so upside down because they trusted somebody that said, I can build you a click funnel and I can put it onto a Facebook ad, onto a pixel. And I saw that worked for a long time, but now I see how devastating that is, because it's not upgraded, it's actually downgraded, and it's not producing what it used to. And people just don't know where to go. Like, they are stranded on an island saying, hey, who could help me figure this out? And I think that the real answer is going back to old school marketing, going back to your community, going back to meeting people and seeing people and having conversations with people. I was joking with you off camera, but Like, I can't believe that a chiropractor can go through 7 years of college and finish school and become a doctor and still have to like take courses in communication.
Yeah.
I am still starkly like blown away that this is still a thing that we're in 2023 and people can go and become a doctor and we have to still train them on communication.
Well, and I think what you're seeing, or what I'm hearing you say too, is that, I mean, it's about being that, creating that real one-to-one connection, right? Because I think that has been something that's been missing. And when everybody starts talking about, hey, we'll blast it out, I'm gonna do ads, and I'll tell you, I mean, we've tried all kinds of different ads and even hired some of the best in the industry to help us with ads. And what do we find? Ad spend stinks. It doesn't produce the results, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, don't even talk about that one. LinkedIn, even if you're talking about everything else. But what I've noticed though is that when we finally get down to a personal level and you can communicate that clearly and come from the perspective of the people you're trying to talk to, whether it's the patient, the customer, buyer, whatever you want to call them, when you come from their perspective and you start talking from their language, from what they want, and then you have that even better, if you have that one-on-one connection somehow, it's amazing how much people respond to that.
Well, there's a couple things, and you speak money and business, and there's either transactional relationships or there's like relationship transactions. So you can either go for the transactions, which are, start an Amazon store. No one has to know who you are. Or you go into the realm of, I want to sell something through my network that I have relationships built up to. And I bet you right now there's nobody excited around the holidays for their fired up in-law to come home and talk to them about their MLM. Like, no one's fired up. Back in the day, it used to be Tupperware, now it's like doTERRA, but nobody's fired up for that person to say, hey, Chris, well, why don't you think about this thing that I'm a part of? Like, no one's excited for that. And what they're excited for is they're excited about an opportunity to build community and build a relationship. So maybe they're lacking that. And maybe, like, the next thing of essential oils is their jam. And they're like, yeah, I can't wait for that. And that might be their tribe, but everybody's looking for a community. And I think,
Absolutely.
like, people want to get knee to knee, they want to get belly to belly, they want to be invited in. That's the part where the digital world really like skips the connection is people want to be invited in. They want to be like, hey, how are you doing? Nice to see you. Hey, do you want to talk? Like that part of like our correspondence in like the real world has been like looked over. And we think that it's going to be some type of like ad guru that's going to fix all of our woes, but it's not. It's got to be like serious strategy. And you'd like people, you've know this. What people pay for, they pay attention to. And the higher that you build value, like the Russell Brunson value stack, the higher you build the value into that, the more that people want that. So if you can value people into communication, of course, they're going to want to invest with you. Of course, they're going to hire me to go get them 50 new patients on a weekend. Of course, they're going to want to talk about what inspires them or what doesn't work. That's the other part of the good, the bad, and the ugly of our reality is people don't ever talk about what doesn't work. They only want to say, hey, this worked and how I became a millionaire.
But not
So.
about, hey, this what I just tried didn't work. Don't do it, right? Here's the mistakes, the pitfalls I should avoid.
Yes. That's the thing is I still think like old school business marketing should be established primary. You should join a business network international group and show up every Wednesday at 7:30 in the morning, even if it sucks. You should join a young professionals networking group and you should show up at every 5:30 on Tuesday night, even though it might suck. And you should join a young professionals business network or the what is it called? The Chamber of Commerce. You should do that too. And you should do that for 2 years. And you should build the fundamentals of interpersonal relationships in your local community. And then you should go out there and put money into everything that you can, farmers markets, health fairs, every community style street festival that you can, and build a presence out there and go meet your community where they are because they're looking for you. They are. And that's where I would recommend anybody in 2024 going into the new year, establish every network of local connection that you can, and you're going to have more fun with your business, I guarantee you.
Right. Listen, like if I play devil's advocate, right, I'd say, well, That sounds like a lot of work. I mean, 5:30 is inconvenient in the night, or even 7 or 8 to do these, some of these networking type of events. I mean, is there a way I can just use AI, or couldn't I just use something else to automate this so I don't have to do it? Because Russell Brunson tells me I can automate and just send out a bunch of emails and I'm good, right?
Try it.
Good answer.
Check in with me in 6 months.
That's right. Well, and I actually do. I do like what you're saying because I think, I mean, 2020 for me cemented this, what you're talking about here, because already as a society, we're kind of moving into that natural cycle where everybody wants to be more in a community. They want to be collective. And then 2020 said, no, we don't want that. And so it almost ripped people apart when people are desiring it. And it's almost like they desire it more. Like I know, like after 2020, I loved going to live events so much more than I did before. Now, granted, I'll use Zoom all the time. And hey, we're on Zoom right now, right? Recording this. But for me, like getting in person, like I've seen better results, deeper connections, better referrals even into our business from that versus just trying to go out and do a bunch of SEO click type stuff.
Yeah, I came into 2020 and I was like, yep, you're perfect vision. How many people can raise their hand and say that they're about to use that as a slogan for 2020? 2020 is perfect vision. And then all of a sudden we get lambasted and we get blown up. And now we're starting to see what it's like to put ourselves back together again. And we are disconnected and we have pointed a lot of fingers. And we have marginalized a lot of people in our lives, and people did feel really crummy for a couple of years, and they're actually really mean and dismissive. And we create a very rude culture that if you don't think like me, then you're not a part of my life anymore. And that was on a family level, that was on a business level, that was on a friendship level. Like we saw that like explode on all levels. And now people are kind of like dusting themselves off and saying, wow, can I come back in? Do people still want to be my friend? Can I still voice my opinion without everybody like wanting to like shut me down and cancel me and like tell me I'm not invited anymore? But I do think like if you do find your niche, early on, I read Russell's book and he's like, if you want to build your community, you have to go where people hang out and you have to go to where people spend their time and find your ideal clients. And if you know who your avatar is and who your ideal client is, if it's a local business association, go there. If it's for me, chiropractic, go to chiropractic seminars. If it's for you, go speak in front of businesses that have, between 50 to 100 employees, So you have to know who your avatar audience is. And then, heck yeah, if you have 1,300 interviews you've done, people are going to want you on stage. So that would be the other advice I would tell anybody in the digital world. Create relationships one by one through interviews and podcasting, just like this one.
Great ideas there. Let me ask you just because I know we got to wrap it up here, but give us an example of, a chiropractor you've worked with recently where they've been trying to apply this very thing, and maybe they're able to, really just not just turn things around, but maybe it just got them to really prosper and excel.
All I can tell you is there's a reason why my clients call me year after year to come and do their big home and garden shows and their street festivals and their expos and their big events that they have in their community, their RV shows, their different big draws where, 20,000 people come through. There's a reason for it. And there's a reason that they dabble in the ads. But I can tell you it's probably hurt chiropractors more than anything, still putting their money into Facebook ads and Instagram marketing. Because honestly, the people that were on those platforms at one point have left because of the censorships, because of their heroes being censored and the people that they showed up for being marginalized. So there's a reason that I still have clients that will invite me out. I mean, 2020 hit, blew my business up. Like so much money like shut down just because I couldn't go out and do events and I couldn't go to people's communities because they weren't allowing people to congregate and to have like, weekend seminars even. So what you're saying, like people want that more now. Yeah. And I think that the more that people trust their community outreach and just go see people, they're going to find out that they're the next success story. And I think that if people just go out and do the work, it might not seem sexy, but It might even feel right out uncomfortable, or I don't have time for this. But I think that really, if people want to find any semblance of happiness in their business, they have to go where people are. And that, I think that that's a big takeaway for me today, is we can complain or we can go do something about it. And that's it's not the success story I could share with you, but it's the people that are wise enough to go do something that will make them successful.
Yeah. Well, I know I've seen examples of your people that you've worked with. They've definitely seen some pretty amazing results for sure. I like what you're ending on, because it's not just about the chiropractic profession. This really applies to anybody who's listening to this right now. I know I've witnessed what you're describing right now, because just in 2023, we started to realize, instead of just casting wide nets and, you know, doing all the different ads and you know, YouTube promotions and everything from, you know, social media, from all platforms and channels, we're throwing spaghetti all over the place, right? Well, really, when it came down to it, when we finally just said fourth quarter 2023, all right, out of all the things we've done, what's worked? And every single time it came back to really one basic thing. And I know this is one thing you do really well, Jim, is relationships. It came back to, who is it one by one that you've been able to serve? And then where does that lead? And for me, that podcast is kind of that thing, right? Because I'm able to serve a lot of people, but in a lot of ways, I talk to the audience just like now. I'm just talking to anybody else, right? Just like that one person. You know, and the more we've gone to that, it's amazing how much more explosive our growth has been. Not about the ads. In fact, if anything, we probably lost money on ads, not made money from ads. But when it came to those relationships, and even good joint relationships with other business owners that maybe we can serve their people and vice versa, it takes more work and effort and intention, but it's been way better for my business. And I'm sure you've noticed that in your business as well.
When you get results for people, you become referable.
Yeah.
Whether it's a chiropractic center that says, hey, I fixed this lady's neck and low back. Now she has babies and kids and she's, you know, vital again.
Right.
That person refers in. Whether it's me, I go out and get 50 new patients on the weekend and help grow a practice by an extra $80,000 that quarter. Now they're referring me out and I'm their best kept secret that they really don't want to tell people about, because they want me for themselves.
Yep.
Or it's you, that you looked into their financials and you figured out how to save them an extra $3,000 a month or $20,000 a quarter. Like, and then they're like, gosh, I don't know if I should tell people about Chris, but they almost can't shut up because they have to tell people about you because you did such a good job and you can't be their best kept secret.
True.
So I think when you do build those relationships, learn how to become referable, and then the sky's the limit and you have to hire people.
Yeah. I would say it's easier now to do business than it was earlier back in the old days, right? Because it's kind of like the full service gas station where they'd clean your windows for you, check your oil, right? Now you're like, I got to pump my own freaking gas, you know? And if you have somebody even pumps the gas for you, it's like, oh, right, they did the basic minimum. But nowadays, I mean, that's what I've noticed. Nowadays, like, people don't expect much. Like, if you just go and do what you say you're going to do for people, it's amazing how you're more referable now than before, where you had to really go the extra mile. And I'm not saying you shouldn't go the extra mile. You should serve the people that you're serving. But it's amazing how all you have to do is just do what you say you're going to do, and it works. That's like, in my opinion, the best business model you could ever have, is just do what you say you promise you're going to do, versus all the other freaking people out there that are like, make all these promises, but then never deliver on those promises.
Well, when you can deliver and keep doing that, charge more and close the gap.
Yeah.
Because people will pay you for your results. It might hurt first most to pay the most, but it's going to hurt a whole lot less than paying three people less over the long term. Like, yep. You might invest in me for a weekend of work and I can train your staff and do it the right way, and it might sting, but try hiring three other people that don't have integrity and results and skills. It's going to sting twice as much and cost you three times as much in the long term. And it's going to hurt your business more than it ever will give you any type of satisfaction or any type of stability moving forward. So pay the most the first time and cry once, rather than paying the least three times and crying three times.
That's right. Hard easy versus easy hard, right? Do what's hard now to get an easier future or outcome, versus doing the easy thing now to only make it harder on yourself down the road.
And if you got access to the guy or the gal that can do that for you, don't waste your opportunity. Like, take that opportunity and take that chance before that person doesn't have time or is too busy to take a case like yours.
So true. So true. Well, Jim, I appreciate you being on the show today. If people want to follow you, reach out to you, what do you recommend? Do you recommend the podcast or something else?
Yeah, CairoHustle.com. Check us out. You can send me a direct message through the website or check me on Facebook. James Chester, you can always send me a direct message. I'm pretty quick to get back to people on both fronts. I do prefer a direct message over an email. So there you go.
There you go. Appreciate that. And again, we'll put all that in the show notes as well. Make sure people can find you. But again, thank you so much. This was a fun topic to discuss today. And I learned a lot. So I appreciate you being on today.
Yeah. Hopefully I said something that people can resonate with and that it might help them run their business more effectively with relationships. And maybe you just want to be a transaction-based business, then go do that.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's any message I got from this, everybody, I mean, it's you can take the hard route. You know, we can try to do the easy route, right? And try to make things easier, but does it really give you the results? Or can you do something that might be a little bit harder now to then get a much easier future as well? Guys, that's something that I know in my life is always proven to be true. It's up to you. You choose the life that you want, figure out which one works better for you. But I would challenge you, go and make it a wonderful and prosperous week. Do what's right, which often might be harder. And that's when you'll see results. Make it a wonderful day, guys.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.